This is Akashvani, the news read by Priya Badu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today raised concerns of the drug abuse in the country, saying that the government is taking effective steps to fight it. Addressing the nation in his 112th Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani this morning, Prime Minister Modi said that the government has taken a special initiative called Manas, which is a step in the fight against drug abuse. He said the helpline and portal of Manas were launched recently and a toll-free number 1933 has been issued. Mr. Modi said anyone can call this number to get the necessary advice or information related to rehabilitation. The Prime Minister said every family is worried that their child might get caught in the grip of drugs. He urged them to engage in making India drugs-free by making full use of the Manas helpline. A two-day meeting of chief ministers and deputy chief ministers of BJP-ruled states is underway at the BJP headquarters in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP Chief J.P. Nadda, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah and other senior BJP leaders are attending the meeting that began yesterday. Mr. Modi holds deliberations with the chief ministers and the deputy chief ministers today over a host of issues. In a social media post after attending the first day of the meeting yesterday, Mr. Modi said that he met BJP chief ministers and deputy chief ministers. He said that the party is working tirelessly to further good governance and fulfill the aspirations of the people. The meeting is taking place after the Lok Sabha elections and days after the presentation of the union budget. Delhi police has detained the owner and coordinator of the coaching center in old Rajinder Nagar after flooding in its basement killed three civil services aspirants. Three students lost their lives after being trapped in the basement of the building yesterday. DCP Central M. Harshvardhan said two female and a male have died in the incident and their bodies have been sent for the legal post-mortem examination. He said work is continuously on to pump out the water. A case has been registered and investigation is underway. The Delhi government has ordered a magisterial inquiry into the incident. Students staged a protest outside the coaching institute. Delhi Fire Department said a call was received at around 7 p.m. yesterday about the basement of the coaching institute being flooded and some people trapped in it. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Tokyo today ahead of the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting tomorrow. They had a wide-ranging discussion on regional and global issues. In a social media post, Dr. S. Jaishankar said India-U.S. bilateral agenda is progressing steadily and he is looking forward to attending the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting. During tomorrow's meeting, the foreign ministers of India, Japan, U.S. and Australia will take forward discussions held during the last meeting in New York in September last year and exchange views on developments in the Indo-Pacific region and review progress on Quad initiatives and working groups. The ministers will discuss regional and international issues and guide further collaboration to achieve the shared view of a free and open Indo-Pacific region by addressing contemporary priorities of the region through delivery of public goods. At the second day of the Paris Olympics, shooter Manu Bhakar will be gunning for the first medal for the country as she will be in action in women's 100-meter air pistol finals at the Chatehu Shooting Center today. The match is scheduled to begin at 3:30 p.m. In women's and men's 10-meter air rifle qualification, Ramita Jindal and Elavenil Valarivan, Sandeep Singh and Arjun Babuta will compete respectively this afternoon. In the Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket defending champions, India will take on host Sri Lanka in the final to be played at Dambulla in Sri Lanka this afternoon. The Indian side will aim to lift the title for the 8th time. Defending champions, India will look to continue their dominance in the Women's Asia Cup to record extending 8th title as they take on host Sri Lanka in the final at Dambulla. India has shown superiority in batting and bowling in this tournament for continental supremacy. Meanwhile, Chamari Athappattu, led Sri Lanka, has also maintained an unbeaten run and would like to give something for their fans to cheer. Earlier in the semi-finals, India had convincingly defeated Bangladesh by 10 wickets, while Sri Lanka had to overcome Pakistan in a spirited game. India Meteorological Department has forecast isolated extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat today. IMD said heavy rainfall is very likely at isolated places over Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha and Chhattisgarh today. Very heavy rainfall is also likely at isolated places over Kerala, Mahi and coastal Karnataka. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.